Today's daf is daf Chof Tet, Besechet Bav Metzia, learning the second parak, Eilu Metziot, and we're up to the Mishnah on Chof Chet Amud Beit. Says the Helege Mishnah, Kol Davar She'oseh Ve'ochel, Ya'aseh Ve'ochel. So far we've managed to discuss the inyan of Baalut, insofar as the implications of Simanim for Yush. Then we moved on to the rights for Simanim to be sufficient evidence to return. Then we talked about yesterday the din of Hachraza and how Hachraza is done, when and where. And now the question is, what happens if nobody claims the Aveda? So says the Mishnah, something which is useful and can pay its own way. So let's say you find an animal that you can rent out for work, so it'll cover whatever it costs to feed it, so that you're not going to end up spending more money on the Aveda than the Aveda is worth. So kol davar she'oseh ve'ochel, ya'aseh ve'ochel. Let it do its work, rent out the shore, and use the money to pay for the upkeep of the Aveda. But a davar she'eino oseh ve'ochel yimacher, something which cannot pay for its own way, then it shall be sold, because the Torah says, v'hashevo dulo, make sure that he gets it back, which means re'eh, heich teshivenulo. You've got to figure out now ways to make certain that he will get it back. So maye bedamim. Okay, so then obviously you're going to have to sell it, otherwise you won't have anything left, because you're going to give him a bill that's going to be worth more than the Aveda. It'll be a little bit silly. So then, what shall be done with the money that you now have made in selling it? So Rabbi Tarfon says, yishtamesh bem. We'll see later on, the Rabbanan allowed you to use that money because of the fact that you were toreach in it, and so you deserve to have some benefit out of it. So you can use the money, but remember that implies the fichach imavdu chayav bachrayutan. Since we're giving you the rights to the money, so now you become the equivalent of a shoel or a loveh. It's up to you to get the money back to him. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo yishtamesh behem, whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no heter to use the money. It has to be put away in a safe, and therefore, imavdu, ein chayav bachrayutan. If something happens to it, you're not chayav, and we'll discuss precisely what level of imavdu this means, because if it means bepashas aveda, such as on the level of gnevavi aveda, so then even if you would be a shomer sachar, you would be potter, you would be chayav. And according to Rav Yosef, you remember that he holds that anybody that's doing that mitzvah, he's always going to be a shomer sachar because of the pruta de Rav Yosef, as it's become called. The fact that he doesn't have to pay money to the people knocking on the door for tzedakah, which anybody would gladly pay, you know, a little bit of money a day to make sure that his doorbell stops ringing. So that's worth money. So that the Gemara will talk about. All right, you said that if now the Aveda can pay its own way, let it pay its own way. For how long? I mean, you know, it's a heck of a lot of trouble having this thing in my house. So this is la'olam. I'm supposed to open up a shore rental hall and, you know, make sure that I keep this thing forever? Om Reb Nachman, Om Shmuel, no. It's a 12-month deal. Now, the truth is, we're going to see later on a very important yesod. If what you found is generic, sell it or keep it and set aside the money. I mean, but because there's obviously no point in getting in this aveda. It's the value that he's got to get back. The problem is that when you're talking about an animal, a person invests a lot of training time and a lot of connection and interaction with an animal. You're going to say, you know, well, it's his dog. You can always buy another puppy. Tell that to the kid. So that's irreplaceable. So there ain't a finami. Mukhiv to be toreach in it. So how long shall we be matriach you for that element of it? 12 months, Tanyinam Yochi, indeed it says in the Braita, Kol davar she'oseh ve'ochel, if something could pay its own way, let's say a pora, a chamor, so then mitapel b'mat 12 chodesh, mikan ve'elach sham d'me'enu menichan. After that, after the 12 months, you now have a right to get a good estimate, what it is you're supposed to be getting for it. If you sell it, don't have them lose money on the sale, and set it aside. Agalim v'siyachin, you've got over here young animals now, either the egel of a bovine or the siyach of a chamor. So there you can not make much money on work, obviously, but I mean, it is growing and it's going to be worth money. So then mitapel bem is a lot of work. Mitapel bem shlosha chodashim. There you've got to take care of it for 3 months. After 3 months, again, Sham Damayim, get a good assessor, see what it's worth, and sell it, and then Menichan. Yeah, you're not mechuyev. It's a lot of trouble. Avazim v'tarnegolim. Now you have now birds that you can be working with. We'll see exactly here. We're talking about the difference between males and females. If there's you're talking about males are not producing. So there b'tapel b'm shloshim yom. That's a heck of a lot of work. And there you're after that sham d'meyam minichan. Omrim nachbar yitzvah, but a tarnegolet that lays eggs has a din of a behima gasa, because over there it pays its own way. Tanyanami achi tarnegolet ubehima gasa b'tapel b'm shnei masachodesh mikan velach sham d'meyam minichan. Now here we're going to end up with a little bit of a problem. Now that we've brought that brayta, let's read the rest of the brayta, because it sure doesn't sound like what we just learned. If you have agalim b'siyachin, here it says 30 days. There it said 3 months. So mitapel b'm shloshim yom, mikan velach sham d'meyam minichan, avazim et tarnegolim, v'chol davar shetipulo merubeh mischaro. It costs more money to take care of the darn thing than it does with money that you're going to make off of it. Here it's a shlosha yamim. There it's a shloshim yom. So we got some problems over here in the contradiction here of these two brayot. So wait, says the Gemara, isn't that a contradiction? Kasha agalim siyachin, agalim siyachin, and kasha avazim v'tarnegolim, avazim v'tarnegolim. No. Agalim v'siyachim, agalim v'siyachim lo kasha. There's no contradiction in there because it depends on the situation. I mean, hadariya v'ha depetuma. One is talking about free ranging. You live somewhere, you can leave it outdoors. It's going to stick around in your field. It'll eat grass. You don't have to do anything on it. So if it's at a time where there's plenty of wild grass that's growing and they'll be happy out there, so then, what's the problem keeping it for 30 days? If you're going to have to now be mefatem, you're going to have to make sure that it gets food in a barn. That's an awful lot of tircha. So over there, you're talking about indeed the nafkamina of 3 months versus 30 days. So if it's easy, do it for 3 months. If not, 30 days. What about avazim v'tarnegolim? Avazim v'tarnegolim, where here it says 30 days and here it says 3 days. Nami lakasha. Oh, they're avreveva b'dezutre. If they're already grown, they're eating a lot, they're not doing anything, they're not getting worth more. So fine, if the guy claims it in 3 days, good. If not, get his money out. But if they're young chicks now, you're feeding them, they're growing, they don't eat that much, meanwhile. And it's not as if it's a complete waste. So then keep it for 30 days. So again, use your brains, basically. She'ino oseva ochel. Tana Rabbanan, and the Braita explains, v'hashevo tolo. The Torah says, see that he gets it back. So re'eh heich teshivenu lo. Make certain that you find a way to get something back to him. I mean, does it make sense? I mean, you're not going to feed the value of the eagle to the eagle. The value of the siyach for siyachim. The avaz la'avazim, the tanagola, the tanagolim. And then you say, ma'ye bedamim. So we have a machlokes in the Mishnah. Rebbe Tarfon amir yishtamesh ben. Rebbe Akiva omer lo yishtamesh ben. And they argue, therefore, in the Laficha. So if you say yishtamesh behem lefichachim avdu chayav bachrayutan, Rabbi Akiva says lefichachim avdu ein chayav bachrayutan, we'll see that this has a great deal of significance when it comes to the question of what would be the default position if you hadn't now been able to use them. So in other words, adkan lo plige, elik yishtamesh behem. You're talking about over here, the machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon is only in terms of using it. Now, it can't mean literally using it. Because if you literally used it, then obviously you're a shoyel or a loveh. I mean, there, of course, because at the very least, you're shaleach yad if you were also to take it. So anyway, you'd be chayav. That wouldn't be the question. The question is, mishtabesh mean because we grant you the rights of usage. Yeah, but what do you say? Since we've granted you the rights of usage, therefore you have a din of a shoyel. Tosis points out it really should have said a loveh. I mean, we're talking about money. And money, you don't have to give back the same money, and therefore it's not a shoel, you just have to give back money. He brings rayas that it wouldn't make any nafkamina, even if the guy gives you money and the money is still lying there and you haven't used it, you still don't have to give back the same money. So it's really not right to call it shoel. Because of the difference. Tosis says the only reason it says shoel is because in the Torah, the din of onesim is mentioned on shoel. But it means, in the very loose sense, English doesn't even have a different word for it. That's how loose it is. You can't say the difference between shoel and loveh in English. Whereas in Hebrew, it's a fantastic distinction, halacha, and technically and so on. Okay, so we're using it loosely, as if to say borrow. You're a borrower. I mean, in English, a borrower would mean a loveh. So, all right, in this case, the din would be that you're chayev, but what would be the din of nishtamesh brem? What you're saying is that if it hadn't been for the fact, that's what I'm saying, l'fichach, because of the fact that we allowed you, therefore you're chayev in onasi. But if we hadn't allowed you, you wouldn't. Sorry, not. Therefore you're chayev in the aveda. But if we hadn't allowed you, so then you would be potter in the aveda. What about according to Rav Yosef? Lema Tavit Yusuf. Rav Yosef, remember, Rav Yosef holds that you'd be chayev anyway in aveda, right? Because you're shomer socher, to itma, shomer aveda. Stam. Not that you've sold it, you have the money. You're still now in the early phase. You've got somebody's thing, and you're not taking care of it for however long that period was of taking care of it. What's the din of your relationship to it in terms of responsibility? Says Rav Yosef, you have a din of a shomer sachar. Why? What are you being paid? You're being paid the value of not having to give tzedakah when they bang on your door. And that's called Prutah Rav Yosef. So, according to Rav Yosef, both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon are saying that you're wrong. I mean, how do you read this Mishnah? They're both saying that the only reason that you would be chayev is because you had a right to use it. If you don't have a right to use it, you don't have to pay. Well, it's not talking about, when it says lost, it's not talking about over here, the loss that a Shomer Socher would be chayev on. A Gneva of Aveda Kuli Amalo Plig de Chayev. Both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon would say, forget about the question of whether you have a right to use it. The very fact that you're a Shomer Aveda means that you're Chayev a Gneva of Aveda. The Machloket and the Mishnah revolves around whether you'd be Chayev for Onasin. A tornado takes it away. That's the question. The Kuplig de Onasin of a Shoya. Rabbi Tarfon Sovar. Shorele Rabbanan Ishtabusha Begavayev Habile Shoel Alayu. So Rabbi Tarfon says, well, you have a right to use it, therefore you have a din of a shoel, again, in the general sense, a lovet. Rabbi Akiva says, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no such heter, and therefore there's no such chiyuv on onasim. So then, okay, could you explain something to me, Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Akiva says, and therefore, because this is a big chiddush. So Rabbi Akiva says, Lo yishtamish bem, therefore, if they're lost, you're not chayev. What am I, dumb? What do you mean? Obviously, if I don't have a right to use them, I'm not going to be chayev on onesim. I mean, just saying those words is sufficient. What does he have to tell me? So, if Rabba is right and you're wrong, then he's saying a very important thing. Then he's saying, listen here, since you can't use it, you're not chayev at all. Not for Gneva Vaveda. Don't think like that Rav Yosef character. No way. You might think that if not for this, you're still chayev and gneiv. No, lefichach, you're putter completely. Aha! So then he's saying something significant. But according to Rav Yosef, all he's saying is, since you can't use it, you're only chayev and gneiv of aveda, but you don't have a din of a shawl, but it's a completely trivial statement. I know that that's the din of the Arba Shemri. So what's he talking for? All he needs to say is, don't use it, period. That's all. I don't need more than that. So there, let's see that inside. So if you're going to say, says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Akiva, Yamrit Bishlema, if you're ready to say that what Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon are arguing on is not Aveda in the sense of an Ones, a tornado, but rather an Aveda of a Gneva Aveda of a Shomer Socher, okay. Rabbi Akiva is saying an important thing. Lo yishtamish behem. Lefichach imavdu eno chayav b'achrayutan. Because you might have thought like Rabbi Yosef. Sarkadach aminu shomer socher avi. Kid Rabbi Yosef. And at least you'd be chayav in Geneva v'aveda. Therefore comes along Rabbi Akiva to say, no way. If you can't use it and you're not a shoel, don't think, but at least I'm a shomer socher. You're not. You're a shomer chino. And therefore it was a Geneva v'aveda in the simplest sense, without onasim, but not overt negligence. The din is you would be potter. But according to you, I mean, that makes sense. So now, you're not a Shomer Socher, you're not Chayev and Gneva Vaveda. Eli Amit, the way you're saying it, that Gneva Vaveda we were never discussing. Everybody agrees Gneva Vaveda Kuli Amalo Pilig the Chayev. And the only question of here is Aveda, which was an Ones. So Kiplig Bonasin de Shoel. Can you tell me my lefichach, Rabbi Akiva? Why is Rabbi Akiva telling me a therefore that any kindergarten child knows. Therefore, Hachibi Boilei Lamitna, all that the Mishnah should write is, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lo Yishtamesh Behem. Va'ana Yadana, and then I'm smart enough to figure out myself, Dekiva De Lo Yishtamesh Behem, Lav Shoel Avi. If you can't use it, you're not a Shoel, and you're not Chayev, Bachrayutan. There's no point in all of this verbiose discussion. Says the Gemara, no. Rav Yosef explains that Lefichach de Rabbi Akiva Lomali Mishum Lefichach de Rabbi Tarfai. You know, you're right. Rabbi Akiva is really trivial. However, the Lefichach of Rabbi Tarfai, as we'll see, needed to be said. And therefore, in order to keep it parallel, since Rabbi Akiva says, and since you can use it, you're chayev on a sin, says Rabbi Akiva, you can't touch it, and therefore stop talking about chayev on a sin. That would be the way to read the Mishnah. But ain't a chinami. Divorce Rabbi Akiva from the Mishnah, and somebody who makes a statement, you can't use it, and therefore your partner bonasin is a trivial statement. Just say the first part. Yeah, and why do we need the Fikr of Rabbi Tarfon? Fikr Rabbi Tarfon, Lomali, explain that. Oh, Rabbi Tarfon's chiddush is like this. That you, see, you might have thought what makes you the Shoel is the actuality of the use, not the right to use. Therefore comes along Rabbi Tarfon to say, look, Kivan the Shoel Rabbanan Lishtamushi Begavayu, once the Rabbanan were matir the use, then you're already a Shoel. Even though you say, but I don't want to take advantage of that takona. It's command ishtamish begavayu dami, because the very fact that you have now a credit account, you say, but I'm not going to use it. Today you're not going to use it. But the, having that knowledge is already, that's the shoel. That's the benefit that you have. And therefore, it's command ishtamish begavayu dami. It's as if you already got benefits from it as a shoel. And therefore, you're chayev b'achrayutan. And that is certainly a chidush needed to be said. So Rabbi Tarfon's chidush is that halacha, and Rabbi Akiva comes along to say it's not an issue. Eino chayav b'achrayutan, and obvious. Okay. Es the Gemara. Well, how can you say stuff about onasin? That's not what it says. It says ovdu. The ovdu katani. Ovdu means that it's lost. That's kneva v'aveda. I mean, that's how do you turn ovdu into onasin? No. Remember back in Shkalim, the way Rabbi explained the Ovdu when it was referred to a town that had sent the Shkalim with the Shliach, and it was Ovdu, or it was Nignav. So over there he explained that when it says Nignavu, it means an Ones, because you were held up. It means Belisti Mizuyan. And when it says Ovdu, it means the boat sank. So it was lost. It means, yeah, you say it's lost. I mean, lost as an act of God, lost, but that's Onasim. So here too, that's the way I understand the Mishnah, says Rabbi Yosef. Question over here of Avdu means a loss, an unavoidable loss. But Eino Chinami, Gneva Vaveda, on the level of a Shomer Socha's responsibility, you'd be Chayev, even if you don't have rights to use it.
Amen.
Omar Rav Yudam Shmuel, Halakha Kerebi Tarfon. Indeed, that's the way we paskin, that he has a right to use it, and therefore he's never shown. Now, what happened was, Be'rechava, Havile Hanuzidiyat, Rechava had money that had been given for Yetomim that he was holding, and he wanted to know whether it was okay to invest it and use the money. So, Atalakame to Rav Yosef. So he comes to Rav Yosef to ask Rav Yosef, what does he do? Marlish Tamushi Begavav, can he hold on and use this money meanwhile? Omar Leis, Rabbi Yosef said, well, I mean, Shmuel Paskind, Alok Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon said that if you find money, then you have a right to use it because you're being Isaac in the mitzvah and it was given to you in your benefit because of the tircha that you did. And it's only fair you're taking care of this money for the Yetomim. You should be able to get a right to use the Yetomim. Omar Leis, Abaya. So Abaya was standing there. It says, now, to Rabbi Yosef, didn't Rav Chalva say that Rav Huna explained that that's talking about Dafka and Aveda that you sold? Because you went to a lot of trouble. You had to sell it first. I mean, that itself is trouble. You need to advertise, get an estimate. I mean, come on. So there, Hoyovatarachba, because you put in all that effort, the Rabbanan were matir. So otherwise, what heter is to use money isn't yours. The Rabbanan were matir the use. But I mean, over here, even if you would find money as an Aveda, you can use it. Why should you use money? You didn't do anything to find the money. It's already money. So ma'ot avidat lo tarbulo. Now over here where you have money, you didn't do anything for the money. So therefore, haniki ma'ot avidat damu. So I don't see, how were you mati rechava to use that? Omar Leiser, Rabbi Yosef turned to Rechava and said, out. Lo shavkli da ashri, like nobody around here allows me to give my heterim. Got a lot of machmirim around here, sorry. I tried. Matzah Sefarim, if you find romance novels and so on, but of course they were written as scrolls. You know. So Sefarim over here could mean any type of sefer, but all Sefarim in those days were written as scrolls. Korei b'em echad l'shloshim yom. You read them once every 30 days, because if you don't unroll a scroll, expose it to the air, it starts to mold. And therefore, it's necessary for the book itself that it be read. If you don't know how to read, so just roll it and expose it to the air. Gulalan. Aval, lo yamod b'yam techila. You should not, if these are learning svarim, don't learn something for the first time, because then, as you know, you don't like using your shas for the daf yomi, because by the time you finish the mesech, that's all wrecked. And when you learn something for the first time, so, you know, it's not gonna hold up. So it's all very nice to do chazora in the other guy's sefer, but don't learn the first time. And don't have another guy reading with you, because when he starts pulling in this direction, well, let me pull it over to my, in the end, the whole thing tears. Matzaksut, you find something that's wearable. Shake it out every 30 days to let it air out. Again, otherwise it can get moldy, stained, and so on. Vishotcha letzorcha, you have now a tablecloth. Spread the tablecloth to get aired out. For the use of the tablecloth, not for your coven. You found this beautiful tablecloth, well, you know, let me put it on my table. No, you can use it only for its purpose. Klei chesev uklei nechoshet. You have kalim that are made out of metals that tarnish, so then mishtamish from the tzorchan. Use them enough to keep them in good shape. Avalodesh hachakan. I mean, don't use them enough that they can get worn out. You find klei zahav, which do not tarnish. Or klei zechuchit, which can break, lo yigaben, don't touch it. Achi avo elio, matza sak or kupa, v'chol davar shein dar kolito. You find something that you don't normally carry. You're a person who walks around with a Gucci attaché case. You're going to walk around carrying some Israeli-made imitation. No way. It's lo lefi chvodo. Certainly it's a sack of something or other that you picked up in the shuk. You see lying on the floor, you would never do that. So then, it's the get of Zakein Ve'en Olafich Vodo. Hareza lo yito, you are not mechuyev to sacrifice. We learn this from the Pasuk, because we'll see. You're not mechuyev to sacrifice your own dignity for somebody else's money. Omar Shmuel, hamotzei tefillin b'shuk. You found a pair of tefillin? Get an estimate on the tefillin, sell it, and put the money aside. Now, today. You don't have to keep it at all. Masiv Ravina, I mean, why is it any different than finding a book? Matzah Sfarim says, I mean, it's at least 30 days. It says, Korei b'mach l'shol shem yom. V'imenu yodea likrod golalan. I mean, yes, golalan, but it doesn't say you have any right to sell it. Sham d'meyem u'menichan lo. Omer Abaye, well, tefillin are generic. Because tefillin be'bar chabu mishkach shchichi. You know the Moriah store over there? They called it bar chabu in those days. You walk in there and buy a pair of tefillin. Everybody buys the guy lost his tefillin. What do you think he's doing? He already bought a different pair of tefillin. What are you sitting over here keeping his tefillin for? Once he's got his new pair, he doesn't care if you sell these tefillin. So therefore, what's the point of your going to the tirch of keeping it and so on? Turn it into cash. But a safer, svarim lo shchichi. Again, obviously when they are, then none of this applies. But in those days where every safer was unique and handwritten, what? How do you know you're going to find this particular Harry Potter? I mean, you know, who knows if you're going to find the second volume of Harry Potter in its scroll? Tana Rabbanan, Hashoel Sefer Torah Mechaviro, Hareze Lo Yashilenu. So somebody borrowed now a Sefer Torah. He cannot lend it to somebody else. Rabbi Kaplan reminds us that he is collecting money for Shavuot. Barnea's not here, so we don't have a handy envelope, but if we put it on the table, I'll take it and write it up. All right, anyway, getting back here. So, you borrow Sefer Torah, you cannot lend it to somebody else. But what you can do with it is potcho v'korebo. You can use it for kriya, but you can't use it to learn a parsha for the first time. We're going to be sitting there over the same page. Bevat shelo yilmod b'betchila. And you can't have another guy reading with you. Lo yikra acherimo. V'chein, ha-mafkit Sefer Torah etzel chavero, somebody who gives a Sefer Torah to somebody else to take care of. Every 12 months it's got to be rolled out. Potcho v'korebo, and you open, read it. But im b'shvilo p'tocho asur, but to read it for yourself is asur. This is a very weird piece here. It doesn't make sense. First it says golo, then it says read it, then it says don't read it. Okay, we'll get to it in the Gemara a little bit later. Now, Sumchas Omer, it depends on the Sefer Torah. If it's a new one, and it still hasn't had a chance to completely dry out, so then it has to be every 30 days, because otherwise it'll mold. But if it's already an older book, B'yashan, 12 chodesh. Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Echad zeh ve'echad zeh, 12 chodesh. Now, we're going to each piece of this braita. Now, Omar Mar, let's start at the beginning. Hashoel Sefer Torah mechaveru harezeh lo yeshalenu la'acher. If you borrowed a Sefer Torah, you can't lend it to somebody else. Well, I should hope not. And if you borrowed a coffee maker, you can lend it to somebody else. I mean, why are we talking about a Sefer Torah? My Ari Sefer Torah afilu kol milei nami. Because remember that Reish Lakish pointed out back in the Mishnah in Gittin, where it says over there the halacha is about a shliach who's maybe get. Though the question over there was, if he has something else with him that you said, please give this at the same time, he can't give it to another shliach. So Rabbi Reish Lakish pointed out, what Rebbe is telling us here is that ein ha-shoel rashai la-hashil, ve-ein ha-socher rashai la-askir, you can't lend out because the person feels ein ritzoni shiye pigdoni b'yad acher. If I give something to somebody, it's a special intimate relationship. I don't mean that generically other people can touch my things. So why dafka the Sefer Torah? Says the Gemara, no, it's the other direction. You see, on the contrary. Obviously a coffee maker you can't lend out, but Sefer Torah, it's trichole. I might have thought that, well, but a Sefer Torah, I mean, everybody feels, yeah, it's a mitzvah, let the other guy use it, and so on. So you might think, ma de temen echle le'inish de tavid mitzvah b'momone, that a person is happy to have his things used. Letzorach mitzvah, kamash malan, that nonetheless you don't have a right to lend out a Sefer Torah. Now, we still do have this principle in generic things, like a sitter. So you have a sitter on your shtender, somebody else can use a shtender, dab mincha. That we do say this for our nechalei le'inish, but something like a Sefer Torah, there already we don't say nechalei le'inish. Okay, so that's the Chiddush. Kavashron, potcho v'korebo. You can open it and read it. I mean, I should hope so. What did you borrow it for? To put it on your shelf to look intelligent? So, I mean, pshita. Why would you borrow it if not to use it? No, safe it's trichale. Bavachelo yilmod bo betchila. No, the point is you can open it and read, but don't put it down on the table and now sit down and spend the whole day on it. V'chein ha-mafkit Sefer Torah etzel chavero, golo lo k'shrem z'chodesh, potcho v'korebo. Wait a minute. But that was only the first part was a shoel. I understand that you're meant to read it. That's why you borrowed it. And the chiddush is you can't sit there learning for the first time. But the part about somebody who gives you a Sefer Torah to take care of, so then it says, golo lo k'shrem z'chodesh. But what's this business about opening and reading it? What in the world what is it doing in your hands? You only have a right to take care of it. How come you're reading it at all? And then you turn right around, by the way, and you say, im bishvilo patcho asur. Then you say, actually, you can't open it at all. So then why did you say you can open it, but don't learn it for the first time? I'm very confused. I mean, what do you mean, im bishvilo patcho asur? You said before patcho v'korebo, that you do open it and read it. No, so what it means is like this. Golalo. If during the time that you're golalo, you read it as your golel. So it's a slow galila because it's only going as fast as you're reading. That's fine. Because the bottom line is you need to be golela to expose it to the air. And this is a very normal way of exposing it to the air. And you wouldn't be reading it if it wouldn't be for the fact that you're being golela for the tzorach of the sefer. But now you are already golel the sefer. So now it's a week later, you want to look something up. Then you, in Bishvilo, Petro, it's Osir. You don't have a right to use the Sefer for your own purposes, to use it as a reference book where you're not being Goylalit. Okay, next piece was Sumchas Omer B'chadash, Shloshim Yom, B'yashad Shnei Masar Chodesh, Rebbe Eliezer Ben Yaakov, Eber Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh Shnei Masar Chodesh. Excuse me, but before Sumchas said that there's a difference between the Chadash and Yashan, what was the default? Shnei Masar Chodesh, both for Chadash V'Yashan. It was Sumchas who made up the difference between Chadash and Yashan. So all that Rebbe Eliezer Ben Yaakov is doing is repeating the Tanakhama. Because that's what we thought before Sumchas came along. We knew that they didn't make it in Afkamina. So if Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, I didn't Tanakama. Clearly there's a mistake. It must have read, Ela'ema, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Amerechat Zevechat Zeshloshim Yom, that even a Yashan requires airing out every 30 days, and therefore you should be Galilit. So now we have three Shitot. According to the Tanakama, whether it's Chadash or Yashan, it's Stemas HaChadash. According to Sumchas, it depends if it's Chadash or Yashan. And according to Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, it's always Shloshim Yom. Avaloi Yilmad, but the next thing we had was don't read in it for the first time and learn it for the first time. That takes time. Avaloi Yikrach HaRibo, nobody else should be reading with you, because it'll get torn. V'raminu. The Braita said, Lo yikra parasha v'yishana. Don't read the parasha and review it again. V'lo yikra bo parasha v'yitargem. Don't read it with the targum. V'lo yiftach po yoter mishlosha dapim. Don't have it too wide open, which is too easy to have it fall and tear. V'lo yikru bo shlosha b'nei adam. Don't have three people reading b'kerach echad. But okay, that means but two people can read. You said Acher. Acher means one other person. Hashlayim Korin. Omer Abaya lo kasha. Kan binyan echad, kan b'shnei inyanim. There's a big difference if somebody's reading the same article that you're reading, or one guy's reading one page of the newspaper and the other guy's reading the other page of the newspaper. So if you've got three people, then even though they're reading different things, they're going to end up pulling in different directions. But two people reading two different pages of the newspaper, Mimela, that's not so bad. Matzaksut minarachat ha-shloshim yom. The next thing we read was, if you have something that is wearable, then once every 30 days it should be aired out. So you give it a shake. Oh, so now we're saying shaking is good? Lamema the Nior Malela. It's good to air out, shake out now your tablecloths. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, I thought Rabbi Yochanan said, look, if you have a psychiatrist, some mood, you know, you can talk to some of these weirdos. If you have a gardi uman betoch beto, you have a professional weaver that's on your household staff, then, of course, it would be a good idea to air out your clothes, you know, because as you tear it, every time you air it out, they'll fix it for you because you have somebody on staff. So he can go ahead and air it b'chol yom. So obviously it's not such a good idea. Well, I mean, it's not a good idea to do it every day. It doesn't mean it's not necessary to do it once every 30 days. I mean, come on. So all he said was b'chol yom, fine, b'chol yom edid kashila. I mean, nobody's going to put their clothes in the washing machine every day also. I mean, I understand it's going to be nishchak. But echad v'shloshim yom malila. Ibai tema, maybe there's a difference between how you do a neighbor. Maybe even every day, lo kash, and ho-b'chad, ho-b'tray. If two people are holding a tablecloth, shaking it out, they pull. And then they weaken the material, and that's no good. But one person to shake it out, not so bad. V'ibayitema, oh, I could say something else. Okash, habayada. To shake something out by hand is one thing. But habachutra, let's talk about using that device. What do they call that? That little carpet, you know, that used the, I'm sure there's a better word than banger. But that willow thing that you, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, you would walk by the streets. That's all that was going on in the morning, every morning. Unbelievable. They still do it? Out on the merpeset, that's all you hear. Whack, whack, whack. Okay. So that's Yina Erebu Choyom. Says, okay, so maybe that's an afkamina. Oh, you know what? Ibai Tema, the other possibility is Lokasha. Hobida Amra, Hobida Kitna. Depends what it's made out of. I mean, it could be made out of wool. It could be made out of pishtan. So Rashi says, well, wool tears, and the pishtan doesn't, but he probably didn't see very much pishtan. It's actually the other way around, as the Rif and Rambam say, and they did see pishtan. So Furthermore, I mean, once we're already on Rabbi Yochanan's advice column, so Omar Rabbi Yochanan, another thing he said was, you know, it's better to drink a kasa de chashe, velo kasa de kosher. I mean, better to drink a glass of voodoo water. I mean, that somebody has already put his black magic into. But don't drink a cup of tepid water. I'm only talking about where this water was warmed in a metal kettle. If it's made out of pottery, it's not a problem. And even in a metal kettle, I'm only talking about that it was never boiled. In other words, you never got it to boiling. You just warmed it. So there too, now I'm learning the low tziyats. If it already went through a boiling, then let lamba. But once it was boiled, it's fine, even though it cooled off. Also, the only time it's a problem, if it's poshrin, is if you haven't thrown in some kind of leaves, like nana, or something that gives it some kind of taste and makes it potable. Even that's not a problem. Another article, we're going to have a lot of Rabbi Yochanan's advice column articles in a row here, once we started, and it was one of his favorite ways of saying things, was in a little bit of a facetious manner. And so, if you have inherited a lot of money, you want to know what to do with it. I mean, obviously, you don't care about the money. Easy come, easy go. And they hadn't invented investment funds. I mean, obviously, they had invented investment funds. He would have said, put all your money into Merrill Lynch. You know? But, I mean, if you want to burn your money. Yeah. But, exactly. But, a guy's got a lot of money. He wants to get rid of it quickly, you know. So I have some good advice for you. One thing, yilbash pigdei pishtan, make sure that you only wear linen, you know, and yishtamesh biklus zchuchit, use glass, so that it's always breaking. But the best thing to do is hire people to work for you, but, you know, never look over their work. Just assume everything's being done fine. V'yiskor po'alim v'ayeshevi mahem. Now, what he's referring to is not any old pishtan. I mean, yilbash biklei pishtan, he's talking about Kitno rumita, that's that Roman fancy stuff that you get in Gap that lasts for all of two washings. And yeah, but you have to have exactly, that's what you want to buy. Make sure you buy everything in Gap. And yishtamesh b'klei zchuchit, we're talking about clay, that's not Libby, let me tell you right now. When he's talking about clay zchuchit, he's talking about zugita chivarta, he's talking about this beautiful thin crystal. I mean, it's got to be the best, you know. So you might as well throw the wine glass into the fireplace once you finish drinking, or it's going to break anyway. That's talking about truck drivers. You hire a tractor driver. These guys, they really care. They will drive all over your saplings in order to get to where they're going. They don't even look where they're going. They don't care what they're doing. So there you're talking about bituri, the nefesh p'seidayu. So forget about the damage that they do to the trucks or to the shvarim. I mean, they also don't care about the damage that they're going to do to your vineyard. That's a perfect way to go through your money quick. Kol davar she'osev ochel ya'asev yuchal, davar she'osev ochel yimacher she'nemar va'ashevot elo, re'ei heich tashivenu lo. Ma'yehei bedamim, Rebbe Tarfon amer yishtamesh behem, and therefore lefichem avdu chayav b'achrayutam, Rebbe Akiva amer lo yishtamesh behem, lefichachim avdu ein chayav b'achrayutam. So what do you mean, la'olam? You have to keep taking care of this thing? It means for 12 months. Tanya Amiyachi, kol davar she'osev ochel kegon parah v'chamor metafel behem, ad 12 chodesh, mikan v'elech, sham d'mehem u'minichan. Agalim u'siyachin, metafel behem 3 chodashim, mikan v'elech, sham d'mehem u'minichan. Avazim v'tarnagolim, metafel behem 30 yom, mikan v'elech, sham d'mehem u'minichan. Omrim Nagurma Yitzhak Tarnagolet Kibeimagasa because of the eggs. Tanin Amiyaki Tarnagolet Uveimagasa Mitapel Bem Shemazar Chodesh Bekan Velak Sham Demeim Uminichat. Agalimus Yachin Mitapel Bem Whoopsi Daisy Shloshim Yon. Not 3 months. Bekan Velak Sham Demeim Uminichat. Avazim Tarnagolim Vachodavashi Tipulobu Rube Bisharo Mitapel Bem Whoops Shlosha Yamim. Instead of 30 days, mekan ve'elok sham demei menech mekasha agalim usiyachim kasha avazim v'tarnagolim agalim usiyachim lo kasha hoder iye v'hoder bituma avazim v'tarnagolim nami lo kasha oberav revei obesutrei v'she'enu osev ochel tan rabbanan והשבותו לו ראה איך תשיבנו לו, שלא יאכיל עגל לעגלים. That's going to do him a lot of good. Or don't feed a full siach's worth to siachim. Or don't feed a full avaz la'avazim v'tanagol v'tanagolim. Ma yevedamim, revitav v'mishtamesh b'em, lefichach, imavdu, etc., etc. So note that Adkan lo pligi Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Tarfa, Ela kishenishtamesh b'em, meaning that you could have been mishtamesh b'em. Aval, if we hadn't been matir the shimush b'em, then the din would be that imavdu potter, lemetav duty v'rav yaseh. Did my shomer avida rabba b'kishobakinim Rav Yosef b'kishomer socha? Omloch Rav Yosef, we're not talking about avida b'neiva v'avida. That could have a pligi, like I'm saying that you're chayav because you're at least a shomer socha. Keep pligi in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfa, davke bo'onasim, which is the question of whether you're a shoel. Rabbi Tarfa, zavar shorele rabbanon shmushtav gavayu v'havele. He's actually a love, but we're calling him a shoel alayu, because that's where it appears in the Torah, the Fiyam of Onasin. And Rabbi Akiva Zavar lo shor le Rabbanu l'shtamushi b'gavayu, he'll kach lo ha'avi sho'el alayu. Wait a minute, Rabbi Yosef, v'yachi l'fichach d'yom Rabbi Akiva l'omali. I mean, look, if we're going to learn not like you, so then we could say, z'yamrit b'shlema, b'gneva v'aveda v'de pligye, therefore Rabbi Akiva tell you b'kiddush, lo yishtamesh b'hem. Lafichach imavdu eno chayav ba'akrayotan, because you might have thought that Rabbi Yosef is right, and that he's a shomer socher like Rabbi Yosef, and he would be chayav b'gneiva aveda, even though he doesn't have a right to use it. That's the point Rabbi Akiva is making. Lafichach, you should know, don't make the mistake that Rabbi Yosef is making. Kamashman, lafichach. But ashtab lo yishtamesh ben. Now you're telling me that lo yishtamesh ben. So shomer socher lo ami. That's what I'm telling you. This chiddush is. Eliyam b'gnei v'aved is kuliyam lo pligi the chayim. Ki pligi bonasin the shoel. So it's a trivial statement. What's this lefichach Rabbi Akiva? Hachmi boilei lemisa. Rabbi Akiva omer lo yishtamish ben. Period. V'ane yadana the kivin lo yishtamish ben. He's not a shoel, and therefore he's not chayav v'achrayutan. Says Rabbi Yosef v'nachinami. The lefichach Rabbi Akiva is trivial. It's only being said mishum lefichad Rabbi Tarfa, and why is lefichad Rabbi Tarfa being said orchikam? Kivan deshar the rabban of the shtamushi begavayu, even though he hasn't really used it yet, that's his chiddush. It's command ishtamish begavayu dami vechayav b'achrayutan. Now, Rabbi Yosef, how can you explain the Mishnah in terms of ones if the Mishnah says avdu? The Avdu Katani, Avdu is a reference to Gneva Vaveda. No. It's a reference in the same way that it was in the Mishnah in Shkolim. Like Rabba pointed out over there, the Omar Rabba Nignavu is a reference to Lista Mizuyan, which is not a Chiev on a Shomer Tzachar, because it's like an Ones. Avdu also is talking about an act of God, Tavas Vinato Bayam, which is not a Chiev on a Shomer Tzachar, only be a Chiev on a Shoel. If you don't know Shmuel, halacha ka Rabbi Tarfa. Now, be'rechava havile, hanu zuzi diyatme, atal kamer of Yosef, and asked Rabbi Yosef, ma'lish tamushu begavayu. Omar le, well, I mean, hokyom Rabbi Yom Shmuel, look Rabbi Tarfa, and remember that Rabbi Tarfa's psak is that yishtamesh ben. Omar le, abaye, now wait a minute, la vitmar lom revchav om revuna, when did Rabbi Tarfa say that you have a right to use that? Only where you had to go to the trouble of carrying and selling them. So Loshanu Ela B'dmei Aveda, because over there, or of a Tarachba, so the Rabbana gave you the rights to use it. But if you would find money, Ma'ot Aveda, or like this case, where you didn't do any Tircha, Lo Tarachba Lo, and Ma'ot of the Yetomim have the same din as Ma'ot Aveda Damu. So Rabbi Yosef said to him, well, out you go, Lo Shavkuli Da'ashrila. Matzah sefarim kore b'emechad l'shloshim yom. הרי זה לא יתרול. אומר שמול המוצא תפילין בשוט שם דמיהם ומניחן לאלתר. מותר הבינה, אתה אז נצא מוצא ספרים קורא במח ל-30 יום, ואם אני יודע לקרות גוללן, that's all you can do, my friend, גוללן. But you can't just go sell it. שם דמיהם מניחן לא. אומר הבעיה, that's because תפילין בי בר חם ומשכח שכיחי. But ספרים, where are you going to get ספרים? ספרים לא שכיחי. תנא רבנן אשר יוסף בתורה מחברו, הרי זה לא ישיר לנו לאחר. פותחו וקורא בו, ובבת שלו ילמוד בו בתחילה, ולא יקרא אחר עמו, וכן, המפקיד ספר תורה אצל חברו, גולו לו כשלם עשר חודש, פותחו וקורא בו, but he certainly can't be for himself, אם בשבילו פותחו אסור. So, because Omer, it depends on if it's the state of the Sefer. I mean, if it's Bechadash, then you need every 30 days. B'yashan Shnei Masach Chodesh, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Echad Zeh, Echad Zeh, Shnei Masach Chodesh. Now, let's start at the beginning. Omer Mar, Hashreel Sefer Torah Mechavar, Oh, Reza Lo Yishelena Lachar, what do you mean Sefer Torah? I feel called Mele, also you can't lend to somebody. The Omer of Shem Lakish, Kan, by Gittin, where you have the mission about sending along something with the Yisriya, Shana Rebbe, Eina Shol, Rishai Lashiv, Eina Sokha, Rishai Laskir. Nah, but I might have thought Sefer Torah is different. Sefer Torah is Trichala. Ima adetem enekhlo leinesh, the Aved Mitzvah, Bibamone, Gamashmalan, he still doesn't want his Sefer to be used. It's a valuable thing. Gamashmalan. Okay, Potchova Koreba, Pshita. What do you think he lent it for? Lamar Shaila Mine? No, you're right, but the read on. Save it, okay. Next piece. How could he be potcho v'korebo? My avidate gabe. I thought he's supposed to be caring for it. And then read on. I thought you just said potcho v'korebo. Okay, come on. What it means is, im kishu golo potcho v'korebo. Mutar, but not to open it initially, bishvilo, then pitacho asur. Sumchas omer, next piece. Sumchas omer b'chadash, l'ashim yom, b'yashan, shnei mesar chodesh. Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, omer ha-chatzeh v'yachatzeh, shnei mesar chodesh. Isn't that the same thing that the Tanna Kamma said? Ela eima, Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, omer ha-chatzeh v'yachatzeh, l'ashim yom, which gives us three shitot. Ava lo yilmod bo batechila, ava lo yikra, harimov raminu. Lo yikra parasha v'yishana, v'lo yikra bo parasha v'yitargem, v'lo yiftach bo yoter mishlosh adapim, v'lo yikaru bo shelosha b'nei adam b'krach echad. Mashman ha-tshnayim are korin, and here you said, acher, meaning even one other person. Om rabbi lokasha, kan binyan echad, kan mishnei inyanim. Matzak sut minara echad ha-shloshim yom, l'meimah the nir malilah. He can afford to be menarik suto b'chol yom. Well, that's b'chol yom. B'chol yom indeed is kashila, but echad l'shloshim yom is malila. V'baitem lo kasha, depends how many people are shaking it out. Ha-b'chad doesn't put much pressure on it. Ha-b'tray, v'baitem lo kasha, ha-b'yad ha-b'chutra, v'baitem lo kasha, ha-b'da'am lo ha-b'da'kitna. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, kasa d'charshin, v'lo kasa d'porshin. Vloanan elbekli matachot, avakli cheres letlanba. Ubekli matachot nami loaman ad lotsuyats. Once it was boiled, it doesn't matter if it's cold. Vloaman el de lo shadabatsivia, avashadabatsivia letlanba. Vyomar abiyochanan, mishi niechlo aviv, mootarbe. Vrotzela abdan, nilbash bigde pishtan, ishtamesh bekle schuchid, yiskorpo aliva, yeshevimahe. So Yilbash Klei Pishtan, that's talking about not just any old Klei Pishtan, that's talking about Kitna Rumita. Yishtamesh Peklis Chuchit, that's talking about Zugita Chivart. Yizkor Pa'alim Ha'yeshev Imam, Tirgama Beturi, the Nofish Pseidayu.